Welcome back to Louie Body and Mindful Caregiving. I'm Crystal Jakowski, your host, and I'm thrilled that you're here. Today, I want to start one of a four-part series in tools that can really help you work with your loved one. And they do come from a book that I absolutely love by Don Miguel Ruiz. So I'm going to tell you about that. But first, we always deal with self-care. So what have I done for self-care? You know, I took a break. I took a pause and I sat on the patio because the season is so beautiful. The sun is out and I love taking that in. I love sitting on the patio and listening to the birds chirp and the frogs croak. And it just really makes me happy. So I did a little self-care by taking a pause and being in the moment of letting the world wrap around me and bring me joy and soothe my heart and my mind and my soul. So that was my self-care for today. Now, on to this episode and the tips that I want to do. There's a book by Don Miguel Ruiz, and he wrote The Four Agreements. Now, I know that this is a caregiving podcast, and this book has come into my awareness yet again. And this time when I read it, I was actually applying it to myself and how I was dealing with my mom. There are four agreements. There's be impeccable with your word. It's don't take anything personally. Another one is do your best always. And another one is don't make assumptions. When I read this book this last time, I knew that it applied to caregiving in a much deeper, cool way. So I want to share it with you because I feel like each one of these agreements can really be helpful in your caregiving. And so today we're going to talk about being impeccable with your word, and then we'll talk about the other ones in the coming podcasts that I will be doing over the next 4 weeks. Being impeccable with your word from Don Miguel Ruiz. When I initially read this, it was about integrity. It was about follow through. It was about saying what I mean, meaning what I say, doing what I said I would do when I said I would do it, always making sure that what was coming out of my mouth was followed by action. Now, how does this work when you're in a caregiving situation? I am impeccable with my word with my mom. In the early stages of dementia, when they still kind of grasp a lot of things, they need you to follow through. It builds trust. It builds understanding. It helps them know that you really are there to be an advocate and a helper for them. But the thing is that the power of your word is this beautiful gift for truth and love. It can also hurt. Now, being a caregiver, there are these wonderful, beautiful moments that just leave you laughing and chuckling, and you get to laugh and enjoy your loved one and the time that you have together. And you get to celebrate those moments. And I highly encourage you to write them down. I highly encourage you to do something to be able to remember those moments, share them with other people, and help other people smile and love that moment that they are able to have. In the same aspect, there are moments that are really frustrating and really irritating. As they decline, they may ask you the same question over and over and over again. And that question may get really frustrating for you. They may start accusing you of stealing something from them. And that gets really frustrating because you get your back up against the wall. Why would I steal from you? What makes you think that I would steal from you? So how do you work with that? If you get upset, if you get frustrated, if you yell at them, that can hurt them. And it also leaves you hurt and upset and frustrated because, gosh, it really sucks that I just yelled at my loved one. It really sucks that they are losing their memories. They are losing their minds. And I just couldn't hold myself together. I couldn't bite my tongue. I snapped at them. Now, I'm not perfect at all. there are times that I get irritated and frustrated as well. There are times that I'm like, oh, really? I mean, come on. But I check myself. I take a deep breath. Is there any way that I can put a fun spin on this? Is there any way that I can help dissolve her upset and frustration being with my words and my actions following through to help her through that, to help her understand that things are okay? Example, she called me up. Now remember, she lives 100 feet out my back door, and she calls me up and she says, "Where's my sewing machine?" "It's under your table." "Well, you took it. I know you took my sewing machine and I want you to bring it back." "Oh, well, I'm pretty sure it's under your table. Did you look?" "No, I know you took my sewing machine. You need to give it back. You took it so that you could help your friend sew some stuff, and I want my sewing machine back." "Okay, well, I'll be out to help you find it." And I go out there and I look under the table and I pull it out and I said, "Oh, wow, I am so glad that this thing came back." "Oh, well, you didn't bring it back." "Glad it's there." "Okay, great." My mom doesn't use her sewing machine. She doesn't have the ability to. Her eyes vibrate in her head. She sees crawly things. She cannot focus on actually sewing something. Does it matter where the sewing machine is? Not really. But it is something of hers, and she really wants to know where it is, that it is there, that it is present. Now, I could have gotten upset. I was a little frustrated because I knew that I had brought it back. But instead of being frustrated, it was, okay, I'll help you look for it. I'll help you see. I'll help you find it so that everything's okay. It's not always easy. Sometimes you might have to take a deep breath and count to 10. I'm on a few different forums for support for people with dementia, like online, Facebook and whatnot. And one of them, this lady said, "My mom just accused me of stealing her underwear." And my response was, "These thongs are yours? So cool. They are so comfortable." They both laughed about it. And that was a way that she could diffuse the upset and work through it. She wasn't actually wearing a thong. She wasn't wearing her mom's underwear. But in that moment, her mom was just frustrated with something and she needed to change the subject. So here we go. This works. Being impeccable with your word means that doesn't mean that you are honest on everything. There are times when it's actually beneficial for you to tell a white lie. Perhaps your mom has dementia and she's really upset that dad isn't there. "Well, when is he coming home?" "Oh, I'm sure he'll be home later." She's probably not going to remember that white lie, but it will soothe her emotions. It will allow you to go with her on this journey, acknowledging that it's a challenge, soothe her heart and her emotions, soothe her worry. She's going to forget it in a little while anyway. "Well, I thought my daughter was coming." "You are her daughter." "Oh, you know, I've seen her recently, so I'm sure she'll be around. I'm sure she'll be around." "Somebody stole my money." "Oh, really? Well, let's see if we can find it." So you go and you might look in their pillowcase or in their underwear drawer or whatnot, and you find their little wads. It is a way to give them love. It is a way to give them compassion. It is a way to be kind to them and help them out. Yes, there will be white lies, and you can find ways to make it okay, because you are not a horrible person for lying to your parent or your loved one. There are other times that you just need to take a breath, breathe, and find a way that you can move through whatever is going on in the most kind, compassionate, loving way possible. Now, if you couple this with the caregiving versus the loved one aspect that I released a few weeks ago, it's the loved one that might get upset. Being the loved one friend that is filling their emotional needs, their physical touch needs, that part of you is probably going to get a little bit more upset when something comes across and they accuse you of this or that, or they don't remember something, than the caregiver part of you. Pay attention to that and see if there's another way that you can compartmentalize everything that's going on and saying, you know what, right now I'm in here as a caregiver and I am being an advocate for their needs, and you need to be impeccable with your word with the doctors. What do they need? What do they want? And you stand strong for your loved one, regardless as to what the doctor's trying to convince you of. Your loved one says, I don't want to do needles for diabetes or anything else. And the doctor says, oh, but the needles are so small and you won't even feel it. So let's go ahead and treat your diabetes that way. You have to be impeccable and help follow through on behalf of your loved one. Do you see how all of this is coming together? It's the being impeccable. It's the follow through. It's loving your person. It is helping them out. It is acknowledging that there will be white lies, and yet those white lies are of more service than they are of harm. It's taking a breather when you're upset and triggered because of the past that you have shared with this loved one. Or they might be on the angry side of this spectrum. The angry physical side of this spectrum. Hey, you're having a hard time. You're really upset. I'm going to remove myself for a minute. I will come back. Come back. Remove. Take a moment, come back. It's an ugly disease. It's a real challenge. And yet, when you take care of yourself, when you take those pauses, and when you apply this, I think that things might get a little bit easier. We all get upset. We all get frustrated. It is a part of this. It is the nature of the beast. And yet, we have the ability to make it a little bit easier. We have the ability to make it a little bit softer, both on ourselves and our loved ones. It's that self-care and then that added compassion that comes out and is aimed towards our loved ones simply because we took care of ourselves first. So I think that's what I have to say on this one. And come back next week when I talk about the next part of the four agreements and how it applies so, so beautifully. Oh, I love it. To caregiving with your loved one and dementia. Until next time, take care.